I believe on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, back at that Tashma, Bechitema Hadalok Rabbi Yeshua. That's correct? Okay. So, I mentioned to the guys before when we were waiting that Rabbi Avail did me a big favor by forcing me to get this straight and figure out how to teach it. But boy, oh boy, is this going to dominate everything we do today? Yes. Well, the last parak in Kinim is considered to be the hardest parak of Mishnah and Shas. Largely because of what comes before this Mishnah, even. Forget this Mishnah. The preceding section deals in this parak with what happens if multiple women bring their Kinim Korbanos and they all get mixed up as to whose is whose and what's what, and that's its own nightmare. By the way, I don't know if this note is for today, that this is...
No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday, okay.
It's a Jewish way of teaching permutations and combinations.
Yes, it is. Well, there
unless you have a PhD in statistics, right. It's very different.
Right, and I've read papers on that, on the math there. I didn't understand them, but I've read them. But this Mishnah is its own piece of work. So, again, remember what we're trying to prove. We had said that Rabbi Yeshua's position is that if you brought an Ola, but you did it lamata, you did it below the Chud HaSikra, at a certain point it can become Echatas Ha'of. That was our initial statement. And what we want to prove now, we had said, well, here we have sources that seem to disagree with that principle. And then we said, well, maybe that's just against Rabbi Yeshua. And now we want to show that you can't say that because Rabbi Yeshua himself is going to indicate that if you bring an Ola below the line, that it can become a Chatas. That's our challenge. V'chitei mahadaloka Rabbi Yeshua. That 10 lines up on Tamach Zayin Oy Beis. And if you'll tell me that this is simply against Rabbi Yeshua, Umi Matzis Amrit Hachi, can you really say that? Tashma, come in here from the last Mishnah in Kedem. And boy, are we in for it now. This Mishnah has three parts. And I'd like to introduce it that way. Each part has subparts, but the Mishnah itself has three parts. The first part is a case in which a woman simply took a neder that she was going to bring an additional set of birds, both as olos, if she gives birth to a boy. So she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, theoretically ready to bring four birds for her karban, one as a chatas, three as olos. And the problem is that the Kohen doesn't get it. The Kohen doesn't know. He assumes that these are two sets of Kinim, that she had some reason to bring two sets, as Rashi will see, says he thinks that she gave birth when she was a Zava or something, Yoledes Bezov. So therefore he thinks it's Ola Chatas, Ola Chatas. He brings one above, one below, one above, one below, and havoc ensues. That's our first part of the Mishnah. Their second part of the Mishnah gets a little bit more complicated because it's where she not only said she was going to bring such a set, but she said she's going to bring the set from a specific kind of bird. Either it's going to be Tor or it's going to be Ben Yonah for the Neder, and she doesn't remember which one she specified. So now she should bring six birds. Two birds of any variety, it doesn't matter, for the Chova. One Chatas, one Ola, and she should also bring two birds for the Ola that are both Tor, and then two birds for the Ola that are both Ben Yonah. She should be bringing six birds. And instead, she only brought four, and the Kohen, again, didn't know and brought one above, one below, one above, one below. That's our second part of this Mishnah. And then the third part of this Mishnah, because that just wasn't complicated enough, is where she said that she's going to bring her Neder along with the Ola from her Chova. They're going to be brought at the same time. So she should be bringing, again, six birds all together. And we don't know. And then she brought birds. We don't know what she brought, how she brought it. And then the ultimate case at the end of that is where we don't know what happened at all. We don't know whether she brought Torah or whether she brought Bnei Yonah. And that's going to really put us over the top. So we have all these cases to see here. Rashi, you can see, does his level best to try to explain this for us. I went through this with Rashi, I went through this with Kahati, and I think I have an approach to understanding it. Wish us all luck. Here we go. Ha'isha sha'amra ha're'aleik ha'alai kainim e'lei zachar. Woman says, I'm going to bring this pair of birds, meaning both olos, if I give birth to a boy. Yolda zachar mevia shtei kinim. She gives birth to a boy, she brings two sets of birds. Achas lenidra, v'achas lechovasa. One set is for her neder, and one set is for her chova. One set is going to be both olos, and the other one is going to be one chatas, one ola. That's what's supposed to happen. Nisantan la Kohen. She gives it to the Kohen. HaKohen tzarech lasos, tzarech lasos, an shalosh lamala v'achas lamata, right? That's what should happen. Three above, those are the olos, and one below, that is the chatas. Lo asa kein. He didn't do that. Ella asa shtayim lamala, ushtayim lamata. He did two above, two below, thinking that she was yoledes bezov, and therefore she needed to bring two sets of kinim. It didn't dawn on him that one set is actually multiple olos. So that's what he did. Velo nimlach, he didn't ask her. Tzricha shetavi od preda achas. She has to bring just one more bird. Vitakrivena lamala, bring it above as an ola. Mimin echad. That assumes that they were all of one variety. That those birds that she brought were all of one variety. That's our given here. If you take a look at Rashi, mimin echad. He walks you through it. It's if you see the widest lines in Rashi, you go down about eight wide lines there. The end of the line. Kilomar, meaning. If what she first brought, they were all of the same variety, either all Torim or all Bnei Yonah. Remember we're on the stage where she didn't specify which she had to bring, so she could bring either. Shnei Akin and Torin or Shnei Bnei Yonah. Tavi od preda achas. Just bring one more bird. May oso amin from whatever kind she brought already. We know what she brought. La'ola as an ola v'yatzta yedea kol, and she fulfilled all of her obligations. I refer you over to the sheet in order to demonstrate it. She brought, in fact, Aleph. It doesn't matter whether Aleph is Tor or Aleph is Ben Yonah. That's why I just brought you Aleph there to show that it's consistent. So she brought one above, one below. That happened. That's good. That's what was supposed to happen. The second set, you have one above. That's also good. The only problem is that one was brought below. So she needs to bring an Ola to make up for the one that was brought below. That's easy. That's straightforward. Jumping down in Rashi, one line, the end of the line, V'im harishona mishnei minin hayu. However, if what she first brought came from two species, kan torim v'kan b'nei yonah, she brought one set that was torim and one set that was b'nei yonah, now tavi shtayim, she's going to need to bring two birds, tor u'ben yonah, one tor, one ben yonah, v'akriv shnei and lamala, and bring both above, mishum demisav galan eze kan mishnayim harishonim kariv acharon v'avei l'nidra v'nifzal imenu gozal echad. The assumption is that the first set of birds the Kohen brings is the chova. That's the assumption. And the second set is the neder. And that's going to be a guiding principle all through this Gemara. So the assumption that we have is that the first two birds he brought, that's fine. That took care of Ola and Chatas. Your second set of birds was your neder and should have been both above. I don't know, in this case, whether that set of birds was Tor or Ben Yonah. Therefore, when I make up for the one that was brought as a chatas, the one that was brought below, when I make up for that one, I am going to need to, I'm going to need to bring a tor, and I'm going to need to bring a ben yonah. Does everyone follow that part? This is the easy part. Okay? On that, we're good. The problem is simply I need to make up for the one that was done below. In the first version of this, the first half of this first part, I know what I brought below, so it's very easy. Bring one bird, make up for it. Now I don't know whether it was Tor or Ben Yonah brought below, so therefore I need to bring both. That's the first part of this Mishnah that we're quoting from the end of Kinim. Back in the Gemara.
How do we know what we brought above was?
I'm sorry.
How do we know our first obligation?
Yeah. The ones that were brought above could be either one. It doesn't matter to me. In other words, the ones that are brought for the neder could be Torim or Bnei Yonah. We do know that the Kohen was consistent. We're at the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We do know that the Kohen was consistent. In other words, he brought them as sets. So he brought one Tor above, one Tor below first, or one Ben Yonah above, one Ben Yonah below first. He did not mix the sets. That's correct. We are assuming the Kohen is right. We're assuming the Kohen is not aware of what her neder is, but he's not an uninformed Kohen in general. He knows that you bring within a kan, you bring either both Torim or both Bnei Yonah. That's not his problem.
Mixed the species. That's not considered a fancy.
Okay.
But we're saying that we know, we're assuming the coin did the Chova first, but we're not sure whether he did the Bnei Yona or the Torim first.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. By default, the first one he brings is the Chova.
But we don't know which of the species he chose to do that, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So when he gets to doing the second set, and he does one above, one below, I don't know whether those were Torim or Bnei Yona. Therefore, my makeup for the one he did below has to be a Tor and a Ben Yona, to make sure that I'm on the safe side. Remember, there's nothing lost by bringing extra Karbanos above, because it's an Ola. So therefore, the statement is, if I'm wrong, if I already fulfilled my obligation, then it's just a nedava. It's going on the base, it's on the, going on the mizbeach anyway. So I don't lose anything other than whatever cost me for the bird by bringing multiple. Now we get to the second part of the three. We are one line up from the bottom. Persha Nidra. Let's say she actually specified in her neder that she wants it to be a pair of Torim or a pair of Bnei Yonah. It doesn't matter which. The point is that she specified and then she forgot what she had specified. Okay? That's our problem. In general, much of Zvachim could be made a lot shorter if people only had better memories.
Or we don't remember what the coin did.
Right. Sorry?
And she brought two sets.
She brought two sets. Well, not remember what the coin did is coming. We're not there yet. Right now, we just don't know what she wanted. So therefore, what she should be doing is bringing six birds. She should be bringing one set of two birds for her chatas and ola as her chova. She should be bringing two sets of birds for her nedava. One set of torim, one set of bnei yona. She didn't do that. She brought instead four birds. And the Kohen, again, processed one above, one below, one above, one below. That's our problem. So, how do you now make up for this? The fact that the second bird was done below, if you take a look on your sheet at the Pirsha line, I would love to go through this line by line in Rashi. I know that those who want Rashi would have a field day with this. But we'll be sitting on this until Thursday if we go through this in Rashi. And note that Yaakov is doing the daf on Wednesday, so I may leave him with it to finish up. You can read Rashi. So our problem is, if you take a look at your sheet, I tried to bold the ones that were problem birds. He brought one, the Kohen brought one above, one below, that's fine. This is now Mimin Echad. Okay? This is where it's Mimin Echad. So, because it's Mimin Echad, meaning she brought all the birds of one variety, it could be all Torim or all Bnei Yonah, it doesn't matter. When the Kohen brought one above, one below, we don't know, for her second set, we don't know if it was even the right species. Right? Number one is you brought one below when they should have both been Olos. But eclipsing that as a problem, we don't even know if it was actually what he was supposed to bring. It might have been the wrong type of bird. It could be her neder was to bring Torim, and those were Bnei Yona. So therefore, they're both shot. They're both no good. So therefore, what you have to do, as the Gemara is about to spell out...
Hadar
Zadar would come in handy, huh?
Can't tell the difference between Torim Bnei Yona also.
Right. So the deal is that what you're going to have to do is, number one, in terms of the neder itself, you're going to need to bring a bird of the second variety above.
The Ola, because he did an Ola and a Chata.
Right, well, the way to look at it is this. There were six birds that she should have brought. Under her neder, she should have brought an Aleph bird as an Ola. Aleph is either Torah or Benyona, it doesn't matter. And she should have brought an Aleph bird for an Ola, an Aleph bird for an Ola, a Bet bird for an Ola, a Bet bird for an Ola. So number one is that you didn't have an Aleph bird brought for an Ola for your second Ola. So you have to make that up. And number two is that you didn't bring a bet bird for either Ola. So you have to bring two bet birds for Olos. You follow? Either you should have brought... Well, what she should have brought were two Aleph birds and two bet birds as Olos. All you had was one Aleph bird brought as an Ola. So bring one more Aleph and two more bets. I'll put it into Torim and Bnei Yona. Maybe that will help. She should have brought two Torim as Olos and two Bnei Yona as Olos. She brought one Tor as an Ola. So you need one more Tor and two more Bnei Yona. right? Again, this is still the easy part. The Gemara walks you through it. Persha Nidra, Tzricha Lahavi Od Gimel Prey Din Mi Minechot. She has to bring three more birds, assuming that her initial birds were brought Mi Minechot from all from one kind. However, Umi Beis Minim, what if we're now under Pirsha number two? What if she brought two different species? So she brought one kan from Torim and one kan from Bnei Yonah. Now, Tavidala, she'd have to bring four. If you look on your sheet at the bottom of the first side, why does she need to bring four birds? Because we don't know anything at this point about what she fulfilled. She is going to need to bring, first of all, to make up for... She was supposed to bring two above, and she was supposed to bring two below. She was supposed to bring two Torim above, and two Bnei Yonah above. Two Aleph's above, in other words, and two Bezes above. What we have instead is an absolute mess, because she needs to bring, for her first above in her Nedarim, for her first above, she needs to bring an Aleph, and she needs to bring a Bez. And then for her second one that's supposed to be above, she needs to bring another Aleph and another Bez. Because I don't know what she actually brought. I don't know what the Kohen brought. We don't know if the Kohen brought her Torim first, or if the Kohen brought her Bnei Yonah first. You follow the problem? I'm getting a lot of furrowed brows. We don't know, number one, which types of birds were supposed to be brought above, and we don't know which ones the Kohen brought above. Essentially, it's a do-over.
Well, you're making an assumption here that the Aleph's and then came the bets, but the
it could be the bets
come before the olive.
That's exactly why I used.
So you have to start all over again, essentially.
Right, because that's what I used instead of Torah and Ben Yonah, because exactly we don't know which one is which. You're right. So what we're doing is, yes, it's a do-over. That's really what it amounts to.
Do-over other than the chova, where it doesn't matter whether it's an olive or
a bet. For the chova part, for the chova pair, you're fine. Right? Because whatever the kind brought doesn't matter. When she specified what she's bringing, it's Torah, it's Ben Yonah, that only referred to the Neder. So her Chova is done. Her Chova is good. For her Neder part, we don't know whether he even brought the right species, let alone the fact that he brought one bird below. That's an old problem. We don't even know whether you brought the right kind of bird for that. So therefore, she's going to go back and bring a new pair of Aleph's and a new pair of Bays. And we're done. She brings four birds.
This is
because
a woman who's so poor she can't afford to all that stuff.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, Kava Nidra. Now we're finally going to get onto Samaches. Kava Nidra. She said not only did she specify what she's bringing, but she actually specified how she's bringing it, meaning she said, this is coming along with my chova. To be koveya, to fix it, means these birds that I'm bringing as my neder are going to come along with my chova, which means now she has to bring six birds. This is what she should be doing. One Ola, one Chadas, that we know. Number two, since she doesn't remember which species she said her neder would be, she has to bring two Aleph's as Olos and two Bezes as Olos. That's what should happen. But again, she brought four birds. And now the problem is, you have to bring them along with your Ola, which means that when she does her redo of her neder, she has to also bring a new Ola for her Chova. Do you follow that? She said, I'm going to bring my Neder birds along with my Chova Ola. So now you have to do the Ola. With my Chova Chatas, I'm sorry. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, three lines up from the bottom, at Samachzayinu at base, Kava Nidra, Lahavia im Chovasa. She said she's bringing it with her Chova, with her set of Chova Karbanos. Sha'amra, she said, Hareya laikan Lahavio im Chovasi. She said, I'm bringing a pair of birds with my Chova, with my obligation, Uperashto. And she specified what type of birds. Ve'ena yodas ma pirsha. But she doesn't remember what it was that she said. Is it Torim? Is it Bnei Yonah?
So now she's bringing all Torim for all Bnei Yonah.
Yeah.
And that includes also.
No, the vow about which species to bring does not affect her Chova, only her Neder. The Chova could be whichever
in this
one.
Case,
it doesn't matter.
Before we said it didn't matter whether the Kohen chose the Bnei Torim or the Yonah for the Chova part, because that didn't matter. But now she had said what she wanted that to be. So
right.
Now it does matter.
You got it. So watch what we do with this.
Fifth one.
Boy, is this a mess. The on line number one under Kava, where it says X is known and consistent, it should say I call it X, because it could be Torah or Ben Yonah. The word X, the letter X, is missing. But that's what it should say. And the idea here is that what I did here with X and Y, these represent different species, and the point in our first version of it is that X is known and consistent. Okay, meaning that the birds she brought were all, in our first case, Torim, or all Bnei Yonah. Doesn't make a difference. We're on the second side of the sheet now. So the thing is, Kava Nidra, Tzricha Shatavi Od Chamesh Praidin Lamala Mi Min Echad. Assuming that she brought all X's, okay, she brought all Torim, or all Bnei Yonah the first time, that was what she actually had done, so now you're going to need to bring five birds, right? It's logical to need to bring five birds. One bird for her chova, to come along with her neder, and then four new birds, brand new birds for her neder, right? Because you don't know whether her neder was Torim or Bnei Yonah, so two birds as a Tor, and two birds as a Ben Yonah pair. Okay? So far, so good. That's the idea. Umi Bey's meaning, but if she made the mistake of bringing her two pairs, one as a pair of Torim and one as a pair of Bnei Yonah, Oyvei. At that point, we're gone. Tavi Sheish. Then in that case, she's going to need to bring six birds. Why? Because I don't even know at that point whether she brought Torim for her pair initially, whether the Kohen brought Torim for her Chova, or whether the Kohen brought Bnei Yonah as her chova. And you need to make sure that the birds that you're going to bring now with your makeup birds are going to include one bird from your chova.
So it's a complete makeover.
So it's not a complete makeover. I guess it is a complete makeover, but it's a makeover of the second bird from your chova. He needs to bring one bird that he knows is going to be from her chova. So that's either going to be a Tor or a Ben Yonah. So he has to bring both. Since what he did the first time, we don't know whether he brought Torim for the Chova or Bnei Yonah for the Chova. So you have to cover both. So therefore it's one bird that's a Tor, one bird that's a Bnei Yonah for her Chova, and then a complete redo of her Neder, a pair of Torim and a pair of Bnei Yonah. That's the idea. That's all if it was Mibes
Min. They're all Olos.
Right, and they're all Olos. They are all Olos, that's correct. They're all Olos, that's right. We're never going to have her, well, I shouldn't say never, look at the next case, but as general rule, we're not going to have her bring one of the Chadas. Right. Here we go with the last case. Nisanton lakohen ve'ena yodas mat nasna. She gave him all to the Kohen, and she doesn't know what she gave him. Okay, before we said, I know what we gave him. We gave him Torim, we gave him Bnei Yonah, we gave him both. But I knew what we gave him. Now, we don't know at all what she gave him. It could be she gave him four Torim. It could be she gave him two Torim and two Bnei Yonah. It could be she gave him four Bnei Yonah. The only rule that we know is that each set was the same. It's not possible there's an odd number of one type and an odd number of the other. It's not possible there are five Torim and one Bnei Yonah or something like that. That's not doable. So she gave him four birds. And they could have been all of the same variety. They could have been two Torim and two Bnei Yonah. We don't know. Well, that's an additional layer to the problem. The additional layer is that we don't know which ones were brought in the first set and which ones were brought in the second set. That's what I wrote on the sheet. X1 was brought somewhere, X1 somewhere, X2 somewhere, and X2 somewhere. He doesn't know whether he brought Torim as the first set. He doesn't know whether he brought Ben Yonah as the first set. So we don't know anything. Black box completely. So at that point, what in the world do you do? So the Gemara walks us through it. Halach Kohen Nisanta LeKohen Ve'Eino Yodas Ma'Nasna. She gave him to the Kohen. She doesn't know what she gave him. Halach Kohen Ve'Asa Ve'Eino Yodas Ma'Asa. The Kohen went and did it, and he doesn't know what he did. So we are at a complete loss. Rashi says it explicitly on Nisanta LeKohen Ve'Eino Yodas Ma'Nasna on the fourth of the medium lines in Rashi. He says Im Torim Im Bnei Yonah. He doesn't know whether she gave him Torim or Bnei Yonah. Ve'im kan echad mizeh ve'kan echad mizeh, or whether she gave him one of each, one pair of each. Ve'ein yodua ma'asa im kul lamalo kul lamata. He doesn't know whether he did them all above, whether he did them all below. Chetzi lamata ve'chetzi lamalo ve'chetzi lamata. He doesn't know if he did half and half. He doesn't know what he did. He doesn't know. For all he knows, he brought them all below. So what in the world are you going to do now? Tzvicha arba preidin lenidra ushtayim lechovasa vechatas achas. So now, what you need to do is to bring four birds for her neder, two for her chova, and an additional, meaning her ola, that's a chova, and vechatas achas, and a chatas. Okay? So you bring in seven birds. That's how you end up handling it. Why seven? Because you have to bring one below as your chatas chova, because you don't know if any of them were brought below. As Mati pointed out, right? We don't know whether Cohen brought them all above, perhaps. We don't know what happened with this Cohen. We know he wasn't drunk, because he couldn't have done avoda. But we don't understand why he doesn't remember whether he did them all above, below. You would think he would remember. He was having a very rough day. He had just been learning Kinim. So you have to bring one below as your Chatas Chova. Then you have to bring one of each species above as the Chova, as the Olas Chova that's going to come along with her Neder. And then for her Neder, she needs to bring two above of one species and two above of the other species. All told, seven. Wow.
So the simple thing to do, of course, would be to just forget about it and start all over, because then she'd be bringing less birth. But that's not how it works.
No, you can't.
It's classic permutations and combinations.
But you can't.
You're trying to make up what you did in the first place to
right.
make it right.
Right.
You're not
but
throwing
you can't start
it out
from
and
scratch.
Starting over.
You don't have the option of starting from
right.
scratch, because you started a con and you have to complete the con.
So this is covering off all the possibilities of anything that could have possibly gone wrong to make it right.
You got it. Ben Azai Omer, Beis Chatos. Ben Azai says, no, it's eight birds. Ha! Because Ben Azai says, you really have to make up the initial set. If you see Rashi, Ben Azai Omer, Beis Chatos, about 15 lines up, 20 lines up from the bottom. Ben Azai Letame, De Omer, HaKol Holech Achar HaRishon. Ben Azai follows a view that he expresses earlier in the Mishnayos in Kinim, we haven't seen it here, that everything goes according to what you brought first. V'kevan De Ikala Sapuka, meaning when the Kohen was confused. V'kevan De Ikala Sapuka, Shema Harishonim L'mala Nasu. So it's possible that all the initial birds were brought above. Ukvar Yatsa Yatsas Yidei Ola, and therefore she fulfilled her Ola. Tzrichalavi Chatasamei Oso Amin. She has to bring her Chatas from the same type. Vare Eina Yodaz Me'ezim Inhoya. But you don't know which one it was. So now you need to bring two Chatases. In case the Ola that was brought above for her Chova was a Tor, she has to bring a Tor as a new Chatas, and in case the Ola that was brought as her Chova was a Benyona, she has to bring a Benyona as her Chatas. So you have eight birds. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, this is the line we needed to get to. We brought all of this just to get to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Zeu She'amru K'shu Chai Kolo Echad U'K'shu Meis Kolo Zayin. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the saying regarding the Ayil, regarding the ram. And the Mishnah in Kinim itself goes on with the rest of the Mishnah to explain this line. We don't have it here, but Rashi quotes it, that a ram, when it's alive, has one voice, and when it passes on, it has seven voices. Rashi explains, quoting the rest of the Mishnah, it has two horns, you can make it into two chatzotzros, you have the two thigh bones that you can make into chalilin, and then you have the hide that can be a tof, that can be a drum. The anime ayim, the innards are lenevalim, can be used for strings, for stringed instruments. B'nei meya, for the intestines, like kinoros, can be used also for stringed instruments. So all of the different parts of the body end up being useful as a voice, multiplies in its death. That's what happens with her kinim here. And the point is that this is Rabbi Yeshua talking. So the Gemara says, now what do? I have contradictory views about what Rabbi Yeshua says. Does he view the Ola that was done below as a chatas? Or does he view the Ola that was done below not as a chatas, but as pasul? So the Gemara says, you know why? Emer dam Rabbi Yeshua... Lafuka midei meila. Rabbi Yeshua made his statement that we view it as a chatas only in the sense that it's not subject to meila anymore. Once it becomes a chatas, it's not an ola. You used it inappropriately. It's usur that you're not allowed to do that, but it's not meila. However, lamesikle lachova miomar. Did Rabbi Yeshua say that that would count for your obligation? No, as we see in the here in Kinim, if you do the ola below the line, it is not going to count as a chatas to fulfill your obligations. You will end up needing to bring a brand new chatas. That's what we saw. Based on that last case in the Mishnah in Kinim, that the Kava case, the Ola brought below, is not in fact considered an Ola. Boy, oh boy.
Unbelievable. I'm not going to have okay. a question and one-line answer.
You got it. Okay, let's go back to here. Mishnah. The first two lines that appear in the Mishnah, some have them at the end of the Mishnah, but we'll put them in here now, following the way it's printed in ours. Kol ha-psulin shemalko umlikasan psula. If a kohen who is disqualified, or someone is disqualified from doing malika, and he does it anyway, his malika is no good. Ve'eino metame bebeis habliya. However, the bird is not considered to be a nevela, such that it would communicate tumma when one swallowed it, like a nevela. Malak bismol o balayla. If you did malika with your left hand, you're not supposed to do that, or you did malika at night. This is an avodah. It shouldn't be done at night. Shachat chulin bithnim. What if you shechted a bird? It's specifically a bird. As chulin in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's chulin. It shouldn't be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a bird. If it was a carbon, it should have been done with malika. Vikachim b'chutz. Or you shechted a carbon bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, but again, you did shechita. Einin metamos b'Beis HaBliya. It is not called a nevela. Malak b'sakin. You did malika with a knife. Okay, not supposed to do that. Malak chulin bifnim. You did malika on a non-bird carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'kachim b'chutz. You did malika on kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Torin shlo igiyaz manan. Remember, the Torah is only eligible once it reaches, I think it's 2 years old. It's its second year. I'm sorry?
Feathers get a certain
yeah.
color.
No, but I think we do it based on years, no?
Yeah.
The underage Torin, Ubnayona Sha'avar Zmanan, or Bnayona that were already past the year, the Shayav Shangapa Shinismes Eina, or if its wing dried out, it had some kind of a gangrenous condition and the wing died, or Nismes Eina became blind, and the point is, as Rashi explains, that it's now Mechusar Eiver. It's now considered to be lacking a limb, and therefore it's disqualified, it's sub quality. Hakriveyona Lefecha Secha. The shenikta ragla, or its leg was cut off. Mitame bebeis habliya. In all those cases, it actually is a nevela. I wanted to make a table of this, but I was exhausted after the kinim. I'm sorry. But zeh klal. Here's the rule: is that you know what the defining principle is. Kol she psulo bekodesh eino mitame bebeis habliya. If the disqualification comes after it has entered the azara already, then it's not going to become a nevela when you do the malika slash shechita inappropriately. Loya psula b'kodesh, but if the psul preceded its arrival in the Beis HaMikdash, mitame b'beis habliya, then it in fact is rendered a nevela, and therefore it will communicate tuma b'beis habliya. The Gemara now is going to have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav, we'll get through Rav today. I don't think we'll do Rabbi Yochanan, but at least we'll get through Rav. Rav says, "Small valayla ain mitamim bebeis habliya." Rav says, "You used your left hand. You did the malika at night. Then it's not a nevela." Zar v'sakin mitamim bebeis habliya. A non-kohen did it, or you used a knife. Then it communicates tuma. Meaning it's now a nevela. What's the difference? Maishna smol, the islay hachshera biyom kippurim. You'll tell me that the reason why the left hand doesn't make it a nevela is because you use your left hand for certain avodos on Yom Kippur. Rashi explains when you pick up the machta in your right hand and the spoon in your left. So therefore, there are avodos that can be done with the left.
Right. Your other hand is occupied,
right? Yeah, no, that's true. But the point is that you have such a thing as avodah done with the left.
Right.
And the night is a time for some avodos, putting the fats from karbanos or the limbs from a karban olah on the mizbeach. So therefore there is such a thing. It's like the principle of hutar michlalo. There are some times when you do this. So zarnami is lehachshera b'shchita. But the same thing is true with a zar. A zar sometimes can also do an avodah specifically regarding shchita. So why is it that he renders it an avela, Rav? So the Gemara says, Shechita lav avodah. Shechita is not an avodah. We saw this last week when we talked about it, about whether Shechita is an avodah or not. And we say, Shechita is not an avodah. We said it back when we quoted a Tosus from earlier in the Masech, I think Daf Yud Daled, that said that Shechita is not an avodah because it applies to non-korbanos also. So the Gemara says, really? V'lo? That can't be so. V'amar Rabbi Zera, Shechita is para bizar psula. Didn't Rabbi Zera say that if a zar shechts the para duma, it's no good? U'mechavi Rav Allah, Elazar v'chuka, and Rav pointed to the psukim that say Elazar does this, and chuka, so shall be the law for the generations to teach. It has to be a kohen. So the Gemara answers. We have five more lines I want to cover today. Shani para aduma is different. Don't deduce anything from para aduma. Dekache bedek habayesi, because it's property of the Beis HaMikdash, not as a carbon, but as bedek habayes. It's not a true carbon. To which he says, v'lo kol dechenu, that's a kol shekein. Kache bedek habayes bo kahuna. Kache mizbeach mebaya. Kachim ben Kabayas are lower level. They require a Kohen. Certainly, Kachim Mizbech should require Shechita. So they should require a Kohen, excuse me. And therefore, if you did Malika and you're not a Kohen, you should definitely be making this a... And Avela, so Amar of Shisha Breder of Edi, Midah Haba Maras Negoim. He says, not necessarily. He says, I will view this like Maras Negoim, the ability of the Kohen to look at Saras. Delava Vodehi, that's not an Avoda, Ubaya Guda, and yet it requires a Kohen. So in other words, the fact that something requires a Kohen doesn't mean that it's Avoda. That's why I look at it. And the same thing is true for Malika. It doesn't really require a Kohen such that the bird will be called a Nevela. The Nela of Mibama, well, why don't I deduce from Obama? I could use Bama as my proof, because a non-Kohen can do Malika by a Bama. Mi Bama lo Yalef. We don't prove anything from Bamos. Bamos, outside altars, those are a different thing altogether. Velo, is that really true? Vatanim inayin leyotze, shim ala lo yereit, shere yotze kasher b'bama. We learned that if a carbon left the Beis HaMikdash and then was brought back in and put on the Mizbeach, we don't bring it down, because yotze can work by Bama. So you see that we do deduce laws from Bama to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we should say, just like by a Bama, Zar can do Malika, so too in the Beis HaMikdash, if a Zar does Malika, it's not an Avela. That's our key question. Tana, we learn there, Azos Toras Ha'ola Samichle. That Tana over there who brought that didn't bring it from Bama, really. He brought it from the term Zos Toras Ha'ola that the Torah says to unify all Olas and to say Im also lo Yered. If it goes up, it does not come down. That's his principle. It is not about learning from Bama. We normally do not deduce from Bama. That concludes Rav. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.